That's interesting.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Golden Oracle, Ada Marie Show. And Ada Marie is a seer, conscious medium, and healer. Growing up on a farm in Montana, she was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. Her life mission is to use this secret knowledge of generations to communicate with spirit, and also her life experience as a survivor in her work as life coach and spiritual counselor. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. When your life seems a little too much to handle alone, come to her serene healing retreat near Tucson, Arizona, for spiritual and physical rejuvenation to recharge. With spiritual guidance, the Golden Oracle can work miracles if you truly want to make a change in your life. You can connect with your own personal power and leave with renewed confidence and strength. For the past 40 years, Ada Marie has hosted seminars for students and corporations. As a seer and survivor, she guides and supports you on your path to physical and emotional regeneration. To learn more about Ada Marie's work and her Root Rejuvenating Spa, go to www.thegoldenoracle.com. And you can reach Ada Marie personally by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, weekdays. Call 520-996-9510. And here's our oracle.
It's 896. 896.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My goodness, my fingers got twisted.
Okay.
It's 520-896-9510.
Correct.
And so here we are with Ada Marie, who's already helped me out today. And what do you have special to tell us today, Ada Marie?
Well, what I have really special just came in from a phone call. A lady had asked me how to get rid of ants. And I told her, just give them some grits, you know. Feed the ants some grits. Just put them around their hole. Well, she did. And then she called and she said, it's only been 2 hours. There's nothing there. They're gone. I said, well, I'm sure they are. You know, that what happens is they carry the grits to the queen. And if the queen eats the grits, she dies. So the ants are gone.
Oh, my.
They got to move.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's how it
well,
happens.
Well, grits take they hold a lot of water. I'm just wondering if that's how it works.
Well, she must eat the grits because within hours the whole anthill will be gone.
How fascinating! That is really is that something that your grandmothers taught you?
Well, they taught us, but, you know, a lot of these things, and I noticed the other day in an old book I was getting out, I found a phone number from a 210 area code, which don't even exist anymore. It was one of those phones that you wind up, you know?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You wind it up, and then you say hello. If somebody says hello, you say hello. And then it was private number, 201. I haven't heard that number in 1,000 years. And it was just so funny because what I was looking for was something that I could call back with one of my people and tell them how to get rid of ants. And I knew how to do it because I've done it. But if you don't have to do it, you know, after a while you get rid of all the ants, you forget how you did it. So
sure.
I found the little notebook, and it says, just feed them some grits. So I went out there because we had them in the yard, and I gave them some grits. And a lady came a little while ago. She drove up to bring me something, and I said, here's a little envelope full of grits for your ants. And she said, well, you're kidding. I said, no, look at that anthill that was out there by the fence. They're gone. I gave them some grits about noon, and they're gone. And boy, she grabbed that bag of grits.
I'll bet she did.
Yeah. She said, I don't
know,
even
it's so amazing that they give us so everything that we buy has chemicals in it, and either it kills the environment or it gives us allergies or something. And something like this is so practical and intelligent, and probably more effective than anything you can buy.
It is, and it acts faster. Within an hour, it's gone. The ants are gone. Because as soon
as
the queen...
That's fascinating.
As soon as the queen eats, she dies, and they leave.
Uh-huh. Sure. If they've got no queen, they've got to go find themselves another queen someplace
right.
else. Yeah.
And boy,
amazing.
They leave fast. So
uh-huh.
I thought, you know, it's like last week, somebody asked me about their burning feet, and I said, you can soak your feet in fresh tomatoes and they'll stop burning. And my phone rang
mm-hmm.
at 4 o'clock, and the lady said, I only had one tomato, but it worked. It worked. I used one tomato for both feet. I had to laugh, but I was happy for her. She said, that poor little tomato.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that was a good thing. I was happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was a nurse, and her feet would just burn so bad by the time she got home. And I said, well, tomorrow
yeah.
they probably won't be burning. You know, I don't know, but you'll find out. But she went out and bought some tomatoes and put them in the refrigerator. Some more. She only had one to start with. But it stopped her feet.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good thing.
That's
you know,
wonderful.
I like to share things that I know many, many things. I mean, a lot of times people call me up and ask me, and it just comes out of my mouth because I grew up with all that knowledge. And
mm-hmm.
if I try to think of something, do you think I can remember? No.
Really? Okay. It's amazing. Well, you know, it's odd, but when we channel, then it just comes out.
Yeah.
And I know you've been channeling for I guess since you were a little girl.
My great grandmother was living with us at the time, and my her daughter was my grandmother, and my mother
uh-huh.
was my mother, my grandmother, and my great grandmother were all the same lineage, and so my
uh-huh.
mother did not want to use her sight, but she would let Grandma talk to us kids, and my cousin Carl and I, we just loved it, and we learned to do things, and we'd go outside. And we'd do little things, you know, nothing harmful because we were warned that if we did, it would come back to us. But we
oh,
do
yes.
little things. Yeah, any time you send a negative energy, no matter what it is, like some people will say, well, I hate the rain, and they suffer from it. So we were never allowed to make a negative statement about anything. And just the
mm-hmm.
other day, this big thing going on down in Texas. I was sending energy that the water would go away and the houses would empty. And several people called
uh-huh.
me and said, you must be sending energy. The water was on my first floor and now it's out the door and going down the road. And I was
oh,
so
that's
happy.
Wonderful.
that made me so happy, because if it happened for one, it happened for many. You know, they're having an awful time. They're having an awful time down there.
Oh, dreadful. Just dreadful.
Really? Yeah, and I called all of my constituents that work with me, and I said, we've got to work on Texas. We've got to get that water back in the ocean. And so everybody I haven't heard much since, but I do know that it must be working, because people are, you know, it's terrible. I mean, it's a terrible crisis. So.
It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah. So
thank goodness, and they're right. They have the way to go to the ocean. Well, the biggest trouble is when we have all kinds of water and they're landlocked and it has gone nowhere to go. That is difficult. So we can help and with our prayers and everything. And I see someone online who would like to ask a question. Are your spirits ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Who am I, we speaking with?
You are speaking with Gwen.
Gwen?
Gwen? Yes, Gwen.
Gwen, yeah.
Yes.
Gwen, okay.
How is everyone?
Well, we're good.
Yeah, we're high and dry. We're good.
yes. We're in some difficult times here.
Yes, it is. Did you have a question, Gwen?
Can I ask any question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm needing some guidance in how to actually deal with a friend of mine who is at a stalemate. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but
yes, you did.
We have not. Okay, thank you. We have not really. We haven't spoken in quite some weeks now, and I'm hesitant to even reach out to him, because I'm just sensing a lot of anger.
Well, I'm sensing a great deal of anger and selfishness.
Yes.
So I would say drop it.
Okay.
Really, just drop it. You don't need it. You don't deserve it.
That's true. I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Then do yourself a favor. Just walk away.
Okay. But above all, don't blame yourself.
No, it's not your fault.
I don't know what happened. I just, you know, for me, we were friends. You know, it's funny because people always say, you know your friends. You know who your friends are when something happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
they're gone.
Yeah. And with him, it was like he just, you know, he just kept going back and forth. I felt like he was playing a game, or at least trying to play a game with me. And I said, you know what? Maybe it's best that we just not be friends and we just go our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time that we really communicate is because we have to remain professional at work, is that only through work. Because it seems to be an issue. I don't have an issue communicating with you, but you seem to have an issue, you know, really communicating with me. And we were friends. So I said, you know, it's probably best that we just not do this. And it's like I flipped the switch, and he was just, he actually said good morning Friday, which he hasn't done in months.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so, I presume you answered good morning in a very businesslike way.
Absolutely.
Good.
I have not changed who I am. I'm still happy.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I just haven't changed who I am.
So I, you know, it's interesting, but whatever was going on. It seems like there might have been somebody else that stuck their nose in between. I don't know if you're getting anything like that, Ada. Marie?
No, he felt pressured. He was feeling pressured. And it was not pressure from what you said or what you did. He was going through some kind of a thing that come into his life before he ever knew you. And he was being pressured by that. So he just was trying to walk away, and he didn't know how.
Trying to walk away from me?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he didn't know how to do it. You can be friends with him. There's nothing else.
There was someone else.
I'm not sure there was someone else, but there was something else.
Somewhat similar situation a long time ago.
Yeah, it was something else. It wasn't somebody else. It was something else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so did he want to end the friendship? Or?
Well, he doesn't want the friendship to go any deeper.
Oh, because it happened before.
It seems to be involving the job. Are you better at the job than he is?
No, we both have two different jobs.
Yeah.
I would
just let it ride and let it go, and whatever happened to him in the past that made him respond like this, he'll get over it eventually.
Okay,
yeah.
I know. This is what someone had told me. So you're making sense that on a previous job, it makes sense now. Okay. On a previous job, I guess someone made reference to him sexually harassing someone.
What?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. And they didn't take it up. I don't think he did that, but.
They misconstrued.
He's afraid he'll be accused of it again. So he's backing off. So it says, don't worry about it, Gwen. Just don't let it affect you.
Just go forward and everything will be okay.
I just wish he would have just said something and said, you know, this is what happened and this is the reason why. And I could understand that. I could perfectly understand that. That would not be an issue with me.
Men are not very good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not.
So then why is he angry? So then why is he angry about the fact that we're no longer friends, that we don't talk? Why is he angry about that?
Well, again, it has to do with his past. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
Just let it be.
Do you think he'll get over this?
Someday, yeah.
Someday.
He'll wake up one day.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. I mean, they're slow. Slow. All I can tell you is they're very slow.
Wow. So there wasn't someone else. There was something else.
The more you act as if nothing happened, nothing's wrong, you just go right about your business and you're doing your job.
Yes.
The better it'll be. He's probably missing the friendship he had with you, but he doesn't know how to handle it.
Rekindle it. So just stay in your quarter and be nice and friendly and let it go.
Yes. Okay. All right,
okay.
Ladies. Thank you so much. You guys are fabulous.
You got it. Okay.
Thank you. All righty. Many blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just hang on, and you might hear something else that's very interesting to you.
Okay.
And you can always, if something comes up, if we happen to be talking about something that lights a light in your thought process, then come back and ask us more questions.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have another
lady on? No, not right now. But I'm just. My guides are just talking about the lessons that can be learned around this Hurricane Harvey.
Oh,
and
my goodness! This is just, you know, this is probably one of the biggest catastrophes in a long, long time. And people are finally realizing what they can do, how strong they can be, and how hard they can work together to survive. And there's going to be a lot of mishaps, a lot of understanding, a lot of things that they've never really ever looked at or thought about before. And I've been sending the healing. They called me right away when it was first coming toward the shore. And the phone has not quit ringing, and I say to all of them, 1 minute of 1 hour of 1 day, do the best you can, be good and accommodating with everybody that you are around, and all of you together can hold it down and you'll survive. But you've got to work together. You've got to stay knowing that it's not just you, that it's everybody there. And people, homes are covered with water, clear the chimney. So, you know, this is not a simple little thing. This is a real disaster in our country. And yes, I've been waiting because in California, when they'd have these, a lot of times they would send out a call for blankets and pillows and clothes. And we'd all load up our boxes and be ready when the truck came to pick stuff up. But it hasn't happened down there. No call has come for help. But believe me, people will help if they get the call.
Oh, yes. Well, there are people who are traveling down to Texas. And I just feel that we should kind of talk about the fact that there's been a lot of meanness and a lot of hate conversation and a lot of petty bickering and all of this has been building up for the last year or so, and somehow it seems like this is like a wake up call from God. Saying, you know,
well, where has this been going on? You mean down in Texas?
No, just all over this country.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of negativity that's just been brewing, and I think that this is literally a wake up call and saying, look, stop being so petty. Stop blaming each other for things that don't really matter in
the bigger
picture.
And you can't do anything about them anyway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So don't go there.
The kindness and turning to asking for blessings, which we do, you and I do all the time.
Right.
And
sending love and light to each other. If they send love and light, the universe will open up and the angels will move in and they'll come with that love and they'll help. They're very good at that. So they need
to. And sometimes when I kind of get caught up in one of those little unpleasant day-to-day things, I will just stop for a minute and connect and say, please put the right words in my mouth.
Right. ask for direction, and you know,
mm-hmm.
and if you see something that you can do to help somebody, whether whatever it is, do it. Take your time and do it because you have the strength to do it. If you can say something, if you can smile, whatever, in times like this, and things are so difficult and so trying, every smile is worth millions because it means that somebody cares and somebody's trying. So please remember that you might not be in trouble at this minute, but your neighbor might be in trouble, and any encouragement you can give them is well worth your effort because someday you may need that encouragement.
Absolutely. And, you know, the important thing, I think, is to understand that we are always stronger than we think we are. We always have more help waiting for us if we reach out to it. Sometimes people are too proud to even admit that they need help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes something like this to say, I've got to have help. And this is somehow something that brings out the very best in people. It opens doors that we didn't even know were there.
Right. And people just need to reach up and say, okay, God, tell me what to do next. You know, tell me what to happen. I was raised on the Milk River, which flooded every year. And we'd be in a team and wagon headed for the high country because the flood water was coming in behind us. And us kids would be sitting in the back of the wagon against a board shelf that my dad had made. And the water would be down. We could reach down and touch the water, you know. We thought it was
sure.
Fun. But he was driving that team of horses as fast as he could drive them to get us up on dry land. And we just thought that was the greatest event that happened in the year. You know, we were little kids.
No, I was born about 20 miles from the Ohio River and 60 from the Mississippi in southern Illinois. And there was a little town called Shawneetown that was right on the on the Ohio River, and it flooded over every spring without fail. It just every spring. And
mm-hmm.
when you are close to the disasters that Mother Nature causes, you begin to see and wake up, and it's not quite so important that somebody didn't smile at you.
Right.
when they passed you by.
That you didn't have a clean dress because you were lucky to have one on. You know, pair of jeans, whatever, and it wasn't wet, and you were getting up the hill and you were going out of the water range. I mean, come on. You know?
Well,
let's be real, because every other family in the whole 150 acres was moving up on that same hill. It was going to handle.
That is something that you know, 50 years ago, shall we say, or longer than that, happened quite frequently.
Now, I guess in my case, it would have been 60 years ago, but just the same, everybody was headed for the same place. And everybody was helping everybody. If
mm-hmm.
something was, a wheel broke, load those people on your wagon and take them up. And we'll unhook the horses and ride the horses up, leave the wagon. So it was, everybody was friends. Everybody was friends. I had the hardest time coming to town and finding out that people were not all friends. That was the rudest awakening of my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because all
it's true.
Yeah.
When you grow up in a small town,
mm-hmm.
and in the country, which of course we both did, I guess you were You were more in the country even than I was.
Oh yeah, we were 60 miles from the nearest town.
Wow.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, it's so different when everybody in the area is helping everybody, and then you move to town and you find out here's a section you don't go over there. They don't want to associate with you. How funny is that? You know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
strange. It's
weird.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a rude awakening, but you wake up and you realize that, you know, life goes on and you grow up. And one of the things that Grandma insisted and my dad sanctioned was that you would never say an unkind word to anyone. You would never be
mm-hmm.
unkind to anyone, because that unkindness would return to you 7 times 7. And that phrase, 7 times 7, can be very frightening when you're a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It sure can.
So it was
the multiplication table takes on really scary meaning. That it's
right.
Some of the
it
things.
Does.
You know, when you're a little child, it really penetrates into your memory, and you remember it when you're grown, a long time ago.
I mean, I can remember I was taking care of a lady who was passing, and nobody was taking care of her. So somebody came and, "Would you come and sit with her tonight?" I said, "Absolutely, I will." And I went, and she was talking, and I told her, I said, "You sound like you're about my age, because that's the way we lived on the prairie in Montana." And she said, oh, Montana, that's where I was born, in Great Falls, Montana." I said, "Well, I was born in Glasgow." I mean, and we had a nice chat that evening. We talked a long time, and finally she said, "You know, I hate to tell you this, but I just have to go." I said, "Okay, you can go." I said, "I'll just sit here with you." And she died.
Mm-hmm.
She died that mm-hmm. night. But see, we had gone back.
And she left on a happy note
mm-hmm.
instead of being afraid.
Right.
Isn't that
right,
wonderful?
Right. It was wonderful. And we recited a couple of prayers that we grew up being taught, you know, the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really wonderful, and I patted her hand. I said, "You get some sleep. I'll get another cup of coffee." And she goes, "Okay." So I went out and got another cup of coffee, and, of course, when I came back, she was gone. But it was okay. She was ready. So
yes, and that is one of the things that is our work is so important in helping people to get over being afraid.
Yeah, to just let them go into that wonderful, wonderful space that is so beautiful and so perfect. Oh, my goodness. I've been pronounced dead 3 times, and I'm telling you, I don't know why I'm sitting here talking to you, because it's so good over there.
Yes, I know. They just realize that you haven't finished your work here.
I realize that. Don't rub it in hard. Because I keep getting told that. But I'm doing my best. I'm doing my very best. And that's all I can do. Everybody that calls, I do my best to help them if I can. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the beautiful thing is that when you help one person, you give them the strength and the belief in themselves and in life so that they can go on and help others.
That's right.
The beauty of this work.
That's the joy of
because
the work.
The spirit, because spirit, spiritual work just spreads on and on and on.
It does. And if you're helping somebody and they help somebody else, that person is going to help somebody else. And it just does. You grow with it, and it's wonderful. I mean, I don't want to be preaching now because I'm terrible about that. But you can't You can't say something unkind without it coming back and slapping you in the face. So remember that every kind word you say is going to multiply times 7. And you're going to be very busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, one of the most wonderful women I ever worked with as a healer was, oh my goodness, what was her name? And she passed on in 1980. She was a fabulous singer and jazz pianist. And one day she asked me, could you explain to me the law of cause and effect? And I said, well, let's start out with what it is not. A lot of people think of it as like a ping pong game. I do something
right.
for you, now you got to do something for me. I gave you something, you got to give me something back. And that's not what it is at all.
No.
But when you think about it, it's more like a boomerang. And you throw a boomerang out, and what does it do?
Turns around and comes
it
back.
It goes completely out of sight. It picks up speed. And picks up energy as it goes along, and it turns around and comes back from a totally different direction.
Right.
And you have to be ready and willing to recognize it and catch it and use it. And some
right.
people can't see that because they want to see that exactly. I gave you $10. Now you got to give me $10.
Mhm.
I gave you a ride. Now you've got to give me a ride.
Mhm.
And life just works that way.
That's not what it's about. It's about being able to, at the time of the incident, do whatever you can do, because you never know when some incident is going to be created that somebody's going to give you help.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always my dad, my grandmother, and everybody's thing was, don't worry. When you need help, someone will be there. Don't worry. Don't even give it a thought. Just know if you're a good person and you help others, you will have help when you need it. And boy, that's the truth. That's the unwritten law that most people today don't know about. They've heard it. They don't understand it. But that is the truth. That's the honest truth. If you have been a good person and you've helped others, you will have help when you need it. And that's true. You don't know where it comes from, but it'll be there.
And sometimes you can't even recognize it as help.
No, you don't even know it until later. And maybe a year later you go, oh, my gosh, you're reviewing. You go, oh, my goodness, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
My number one spirit guide, Stardust, says that some things have a very peculiar way of going right. They start out looking like a disaster.
That's true. So, I think.
But then you realize, if that thing that upset you hadn't happened, you wouldn't have been in the place or in the state of mind for something wonderful to happen for you.
Right. You wouldn't have been aware. You just couldn't have been aware. Because each of these things are lessons. There's something to learn from, to ponder, and just when you see somebody struggling, to give them some words of wisdom, just even a smile. Something that will make them feel better and give them some help in doing whatever they have to do.
Exactly. You know, Ada Marie, we have someone on the line. I believe who has a question. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay, one moment. Hello? Hello? Whoops, they hung up. My goodness.
Oh.
Well, they're not there.
Well, maybe they were just afraid to talk on the phone, you know, over the air.
I don't know. That's very interesting. But we are here, and we do what we can do, and we reach out to those who reach out to us.
Right, right.
That's how it goes.
Well,
so
well,
you know, the
new
so. We can, and we're here, and the energy, we are sending out all the energy that we possibly can. And
absolutely.
This is a time when we got all pulled together.
And, you know, this is Labor Day weekend, and we're actually celebrating the fact that we are still a free nation, and it's a wonderful thing. And people should just thank God how lucky we are that we are here and we can celebrate this Labor Day. We can celebrate it and we can feel good to be one and be an American. I'm very patriotic.
Absolutely.
And I really believe that my brothers and my uncles died for this nation, and it's up to us to work hard to keep it free.
Yeah. Yes, okay. I see this person. Call back for 1 second. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Well, I guess... Hello?
Hello?
Who are we speaking
Hi.
With?
You're speaking
Hi.
With Stacey. Hi, how are you?
Great. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah, I have a quick question. It's in regards to school. I'm going to be applying for a master's program soon. And right now, they have not posted the new requirements in order to register. And I just wanted to see, will they be posting the requirements after the day after Labor Day?
Mm-hmm. Now, is this a course you want to take or a course you want to teach?
Yeah, this is a course that actually that I want to take, maybe one day teach down the line, but it's almost as a first come, first serve.
I was getting both.
Huh?
Ada
Hello?
Marie has something to say. I'm sure.
Oh, hi, Ada. Okay. Hi.
Hi. You guys were talking, and I got, what were you asking, honey?
Okay, so I plan on going to grad school. The thing is this, the college that I'm trying to get in have not posted the new requirements in order to apply. So my question is, will they post the new requirements the day after Labor Day?
Is that when they're going to post them?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
I don't see them posting them, but they might.
Oh, will it be before Friday or after Friday?
It'll be in the new quarter.
Okay, so the new quarter is definitely in September.
Yes.
So you think it'll be the second week of September? The thing is this, it's soon as the new requirements are posted, I have to put my application in ASAP. So that's why I'm kind of like hasty about it. I just want to make sure that my application will be submitted in the first batch of people.
Okay. Well, if you've got your application together and you've seen the new requirements, you can fill it out. You'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pushing
so
for it. I just said I was trying to
words,
see.
What?
No, it's just that I was trying to see if you can get. You have an idea when they want to post the new requirements.
Oh, you want a date that they're reposting?
Yeah.
Out.
Or are they close
okay.
to it?
It appears to be the 10th.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
You're picking up the 10th. Okay, so I can relax.
Right.
All right, because I'm pushing all of my paperwork together right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. Get everything you could possibly get and more, and so then you'll be ready whatever requirements they have.
Right.
Yes. So when it's posted, now say for example, because this school is kind of, they can post at any time. So if you're picking up the 10th, will the applications go live, for example, on September 9th, like around 12 a.m., or will it go live the next morning?
I can't answer that question.
Okay, but I'll stay on it. I'm staying on the page. Okay. Thank you, ladies.
In the spirit world, they don't have time. They have to work really hard to try to give us a time when something's going to happen in the future.
Okay. So I'm just getting everything that I can right now together. Everything.
Yeah, I would certainly post it the day, like the 9th, if it was me, just to be sure that I'm there by the 10th.
Yeah, once the new requirements are posted, I plan on submitting my application within eight hours. Everything
That's
is set
good.
To them.
Good. That's a good thing. Okay.
And I'm all getting right. You have time to really meditate on why you want to take this course and what you want to do with it
I know exactly why I want to take the course, but I just have a few things that I need to update on the paper because I have a new perspective. So I want to lay out some new ideas.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in competition with others, so I have to make sure that my paperwork stands out or what my goal is in the program stands out from anyone else's.
Okay, that's good. You'll do well.
All right, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay.
All right, ladies, talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, it's interesting when people try to pin you down to a day.
Once in a while it does happen. Once in a while I'll hear a date come out of my mouth, and I go, whoa. And it's usually incorrect, but it doesn't come out all the time. Like
interesting.
One time a lady called me up and she said, I'm very concerned. I found out I need $10,000, and I haven't been paid for such and such a job. And I said to her, I said, go home and look in your top dresser drawer. There's a letter there, and the money's in it. You haven't opened it. And she called me back about 4 in the afternoon, and she said, my God, I thought it was an advertisement. And it was her check that she'd been waiting for. And they had sent it to her with all this other information. And she'd never opened it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. She says, I've had it for 2 weeks. I thought it was an ad. She said, I guess I'll learn to open the mail.
Lucky she didn't throw it away thinking it was an ad.
Yeah, she could have done that. But the check was in that envelope that she hadn't opened in her top dresser drawer. So that was really, to me, it was really a surprise because I can't imagine somebody getting something from a company and not opening it. It didn't make sense.
Well,
of course, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. So.
Well, maybe she just needed the confirmation.
Well, she could have, but she called back and told us on the show that she found it, which was very nice of her. You know,
yes, it was.
It was very, very nice of her. So that was good. And I don't know. Sometimes that's really great for people, and then other times people don't really know how to take it, you know. But I always think any good news is good news.
Absolutely.
I think it's good
news. Absolutely.
I see it as good news, you know. I don't let it get away from me. So that's a good thing.
Yes, well, the way you look at something sometimes colors it very much.
Oh, it does.
If you're expecting bad news, whatever comes in, you might twist it around until it looks like bad news, where it actually could have been good news. So.
That's true. And you know, if people, whatever you think, that's what you get. Thoughts are things, and they're real things. I did a whole seminar on that, and thoughts are things. You know, if you...
Absolutely.
If you think that anything, that's what you become. You are the product of your thoughts. So you need to be very careful of what you think.
Yes,
because
you do,
thoughts,
and you need to be careful of what you tell yourself about things.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times people ask me something, I'll say, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. And I just, because I can't answer them. First place, I haven't thought about it. I don't have an opinion. And if I did, it would be mine, not for people to share.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very careful about that. Anyway, I know it's a long, long row to learn how to be able to say no pleasantly so that it don't hurt somebody's feelings.
Oh, now you brought up a subject.
How do you
go about that?
What I do is I just tell them, you know, I'm really not qualified to answer that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I say, and it's usually true. I'm just not qualified to assist you because I don't know enough about it. When
and you know,
me,
you know. Mhm. Yes.
Don't you listen to the radio? I said no. Don't you watch TV? I said, no. Oh, she said, oh, no wonder you don't know anything. I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah,
that was
fascinating. You know, one of the interesting things that Stardust says from time to time, she cannot tell you what the future is going to be because you haven't created it yet.
Right, right. My grandmother used to say that. You're the one who's going to create your future, no one else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
nobody else
totally
can do that for you.
Mm-hmm. It's like you go down the road and you come to a fork. And you can go straight, you can go right, you can go left. And
right.
Each decision you make to go in a different direction changes your future.
Totally. Totally.
So many people don't want to take responsibility for what they have created.
No, they don't. But they don't realize that they're even creating it a lot of times, that they're making it happen when they really don't want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're setting themselves up.
Yes. My guides always say worrying about something bad happening takes as much energy, and it's just as powerful creating as praying for something good to happen.
It will happen.
So
they dwell on it. They've created it. It does happen.
Absolutely. We have someone else who seems to want to ask a question.
Okay.
1 second, let me see who it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I was.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Trish.
Trish. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if I could get a reading from Ada Marie.
If you call me at 520-896-9510 between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., yes, you can get a reading.
Okay, thank you.
The first 15 minutes of the reading are free.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes. Be sure you make a list of questions. You have to have at least two questions.
Ooh, I think she's gone. It's so amazing because here is this wonderful communicator who speaks, who has a channel directly to spirit, and so many people call in. They ask one question and they get the answer to the question, then they leave. I mean, it's almost like going to a fortune teller, and this is. This is a whole lot more than that. That's right.
I'm not a fortune teller. I don't even know how. I went to a fortune teller, and I got a reading, and she read the cards, and I just looked at her in amazement. She was quite accurate, and I just looked at her in amazement. I couldn't believe it. I mean, she was being given information from somewhere out of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She laid those cards out, and she started talking, and holy Moses, I was surprised. Now, I do not do that because I don't know how. So,
right.
But it's amazing how some people can do that.
Absolutely.
I have to honor that energy in them.
Mm-hmm. But some of them, they just make it up as they go along.
Well, if they do, though, it's a whole different energy in the room. I've seen somebody do that, and you can tell the energy in the room is not high. You know, you can tell right away that the energy in the room doesn't go above the ceiling. It's amazing. But I was in a group. We were having some kind of a fundraiser. And everybody was giving readings. There must have been 20 people in the room giving readings. And I was one of the people who helped to usher people to meet, to go and have a reading from somebody. And I would always ask them if they saw a person in the room that they thought they would like to have a reading from. And then I would try to get them to that person, right? And one lady said to me, she said, "You're a reader." I said, "Yes, I am. But this is we're doing a fundraiser for these children." And so I agreed to be a hostess. And she said, "Well, my goodness," she said, "you know, it's amazing." I said, "Well, I can be a hostess because people will come up and talk to me. They have no problem talking to me. And then when they bring other people. So I'm a better use as a hostess than a reader. But yes, I can read." And she said, "You know, it's amazing." She said, "I'm just surprised that you're not at a table." I said, "Well," I said, "I've been a reader all my life, so it isn't something that I find glorious, because some of the things you have to say if you tell the truth are not good. They're not happy." And she said, "That's true. That's true." So. But see, it was interesting that she could see you. And more helpful,
she could tell.
Like doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So she was intuitive enough to know that you were
herself.
A reader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one too.
Uh huh.
And I said, "I know you. You've been reading for years." And she said, "Yes, since I was 12. So I said, "Well, you see, they didn't let you start." I said, "That's what my grandma wouldn't let me start till I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, but we laughed and talked, and then she went to somebody and got a reading, and that was it. But we did a fundraiser where everybody could, you know, they paid $10, and they went in and got a reading, 30 minutes. That's $1 a minute.
My goodness.
And that was nice. We raised a lot of money for that particular orphanage. We did help them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We started out to open at 9 o'clock and end at 6, and we opened at 9 o'clock and ended at 1 in the morning.
Oh, my.
So we were exhausted. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did the whole.
Yeah, some people do. They drain you. You know, when they're needy, and they. It's interesting the different types of energy that comes from the people who come to us.
It is very different. I mean, it's just amazing how the energy is either medium, which a lot of it is, or high, but in certain areas, it's medium and then low. And by the time you work 4 or 5 hours, you're exhausted. They've drained every ounce of your strength.
Mm.
You know, they really have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm wondering
I keep
what
pulling
time...
in the energy of the universe and just let it flow through me. So that way I kind of get in. And
well, that's
get
the only
energy
way
while
get
I'm
any
giving
access to help. You're not going to get help from the people sitting in front of you. That's for sure. So, what time is it getting to be?
Well, it must be about an hour that we've been rambling on here. are your spirits ready to move on to something else?
Well, they just reminded me that I had a lady coming today, and there's a car coming up the driveway, and I thought, have we been over an hour?
We have that.
Yeah.
Just almost exactly an hour and 2 minutes. So.
And I said, because I told her she could come, and, and... So for once somebody's on time. This doesn't happen often. People are usually 5 to 10 minutes late.
Well, I think we can just one more time broadcast some energy toward the people who
down in Texas
can't get away from Harvey.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we need to continue on the rest of the day and all day until. We know that the water's subsiding and the people are getting some help, and they're getting enough help, all that can be given to them, to help them as much as possible. I do think we need to do that, and I think everybody out there should be doing that too. All they have to do is pray that God will provide, and He does provide. He answers every prayer. He doesn't leave anybody out. He answers every prayer. So please, please, all of you, pray for the protection and the help that these people down there in the Gulf need, because it's a mess. It's just terrible. And we just need to pray and pray and pray and send them all the help we can. So if we get called for help, we'll send what we can. So please, please pray
Absolutely.
For those people. Okay?
And what I would like to add is that we pray that all the negative energy be transmuted to the highest potential so that it can nurture and heal people instead of making them more frantic.
Well, what we'll do is I second the motion, and we'll see to it that they get help and that they calm down and things change again. We are lucky we're not there. We're lucky we can be here and send help. So let's just keep sending help to those people and raising their vibration enough so that they can get a little rest, a little food, whatever they need. Let's just keep sending that help. Okay?
Good. Yes.
Second emotion.
And you, the point of appreciation, that's what we really need. And we need to send the positive energy and the love and the and all of the good vibrations we possibly can to those people who need it so badly.
Come on in, ma'am. Come on in. Yes, we do have to do that.
Okay.
And I started when I heard this thing happened, I was floored. So I had started right in, and I'm making a conscious effort to do this every 15 minutes to see perfection down there. Perfection, because they need perfection. And that's what I'm sending. So that's what's happening. Come on in. That's what's going on. In the meantime, I want to tell you I love you, and I'm glad we had this time. I hope we helped somebody. I just hope that our
whenever positive energy is sent out, it's got to help somebody somewhere. And
yes,
I just want to, as usual, ending with love and light.
And love and light to everyone, and have a good week, okay? Wonderful.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Bye.